This is one of those gospels where the point is so obvious it hardly needs a sermon. He says there's two kinds of people. There's those who say all the right words, but they don't do anything about it. And there's other people who actually appear to disagree, but they do something. And he says he prefers the second. In other words, you all know the phrase, actions speak louder than words. You know, we live in a country that is completely and entirely opinionated. We're simply divided into tribes, and truth doesn't really matter. It's just you got to be loyal to your tribe, whatever your tribe is, black or white, Catholic or Protestant, Republican or Democrat. And after a while, truth means almost nothing. You know and I know that politicians across the board say words that mean almost nothing. In fact, if you want to know what they really mean, it's the exact opposite of what they said. We live in what is called a post-truth society, where words are simply used to get what you want. And the trouble is, most of us are naive enough and foolish enough to believe it. So Jesus just cuts right to the core. He says, don't identify with one side of the argument or the other, because it's usually just an argument to force you to choose sides. I sincerely doubt, whether Jesus cares whether you stand or kneel during the national anthem. Normally, to worship a flag or a song would have been called in the Bible idolatry, to make anything God that is not God. And that includes the national anthem of any country and the flag of any country. But because we don't know that, we take sides. And I bet right now you're taking sides, whether you agree with what I'm saying or not. Making your arguments why we should kneel or why we should not kneel. Can you stop doing either one of those? And recognize, as even the second reading said, we only kneel before the Lord Jesus Christ. So stop taking your arguments for or against and just look at the human heart. Because I bet there's people of love on both sides. Dang it! Dang it! We want to pretend, oh, all the people of love are on my side, whatever your side is. And when you can stop doing that and recognize there are people of goodwill who agree and there's people who disagree. And as long as we keep joining these tribes of disagreement, I see little future for America. Maybe many of you watched the series the last 2 weeks, 18 hours on PBS, of the entire history of the Vietnam War. I'm sure some of you fought there. But now we look at it, we say, my God, both the side for and the side against were deceived. We always had part of the truth, but never the whole truth. And what Jesus is saying is he is not impressed by the son who says the right words. Words don't mean that much. Just look at the heart. How does the person really live their life? And you can tell in a few minutes, people of caring from people who don't care at all. They just want to be right. You know, the Bible never told you, thou shalt be right. Please, find me the passage where you are commanded to be right. But I can tell you plenty of passages that say, love one another. And there are people, by their own definition of love, perhaps, who are trying to love on both sides, Republican and Democrat, black and white. And what it means to be a person of wisdom and a person of discernment is to be able to see, I don't care what you say. I'm tired of Catholics who say they're pro-life, and all that means is anti-abortion. But they're entirely for capital punishment, they're entirely for war, they're against health care, and they say they're pro-life? I don't think so. They're pro-birth. Pro-birth is very different than being pro-life, from womb to tomb. And that is a very small amount of people who usually are neither Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative. They just see where God is alive and active, and they go there. Brothers and sisters, go where the life is at. Go where the love is at. And stop identifying with labels and tribes and groups and thinking that will ever constitute truth. It demands that you be people of the Spirit. And we got to be honest. People of the Spirit aren't liked by either side. So you better be prepared, like Jesus was, to have nowhere to lay his head. Neither on the Republican side nor the Democratic side. And if we don't have such bridge building and peacemaking in America, we won't have a country. Because we're not going to build by shouting louder and louder at one another. You might find yourself alone at the next cocktail party. You must find yourself alone, you might, at the next family dinner. When you simply kneel before Christ, the eternal love of God, and find that it gives you almost no tribe to identify with. But you came here this morning, most of you come here every week, because you want to find a tribe that includes all tribes. And that's what it means to be Catholic. That's what it means to be Christian.